Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Today is a beautiful day to be alive. We have made it to March the 12th, 2022. Or is it April? No. Oh, my goodness. We're in April. Yes, we're in April. Excuse me. April the 12th. 2022. Actually, today is my brother's birthday. Praise God for that. So we're going to be praying for Roderick as we go along, that God will help him in his life. And also, we're just glad that you have made it to this day, and we're going to continue to rejoice because the Lord God Almighty has blessed us so tremendously. He has put us here for such a time as this. You are listening to the Hour of Power of Prayer here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. We are a circle of friends, and we know a friend who's closer than our brother, and that is Jesus Christ himself. And so we want to keep our fellow helpers in prayer. There are people around the world who are a part of the kingdom of God. There are people who are in places who cannot serve the Lord the way we can freely. And there are many people here in the United States of America who don't know that they should be praising God and giving him honor and submitting to him and surrendering to his authority. So we're going to just thank God each and every day. You know, as we get up, as we move about and do things that we want to do, sometimes we do things that we have to do, but sometimes there are things we can do because we just want to. And so we're just glad to be here today. So I'm going to start off with a song this morning, Hallelujah, Jesus. It's coming down, 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 it's coming down. The power of the Lord is coming down. When the saints begin to pray that the Lord would have his way, then the power of the Lord is coming down. It's coming down, 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 it's coming down. The power of the Lord is coming down. When the saints begin to pray that the Lord would have his way, then the power of the Lord is coming down. Hallelujah. It's coming down, 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 it's coming down. The power of the Lord is coming down. When the saints begin to pray that the Lord would have his way, then the power of the Lord is coming down. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God, my God. We thank you, Lord, today because you are God and you are God alone. There is nobody like you, God. Nobody who can compare to you, oh, Father. You are from everlasting to everlasting. It's in you we live, move, and have our being. There is nothing better than knowing you, God, and having a personal relationship with you, God. So we thank you, Lord, today that you called us out of our sinful state, oh God, and you drew us to yourself, God, and we heeded your call, oh God, and we realize, oh God, that we are serving you with all of our heart, our mind, our soul, and our strength, and we bless your holy and your righteous name, oh God. We thank you, Father, today for what you did in sending Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son, down to this earth. My God, many people will celebrate him as we're celebrating through this last week and the week that we're in now, oh God, as we get to a Sunday, oh God, and Easter, oh God, and just knowing that Jesus died. Yes, he did. He died once for all of us. He said, it is finished, and we thank you for the finished work of the cross today, oh God. We appreciate you, Father, because Jesus, he paid the price for all of us, oh God, and right now he's sitting at the right hand of the throne of God, and he's interceding on our behalf. So we thank you, Jesus, for interceding on our behalf today. We thank you, Jesus, because we know it's the blood, it's the cleansing, atoning blood of Jesus Christ that washes us and makes us whiter than snow. We thank you, Father, today that Jesus, oh my God, he has called us friend, and he's the good shepherd, and as his sheep we know his voice, and this stranger we will not follow. So we thank you, Jesus, for all that you've done, and we thank you for sending the gift of the Holy Ghost, and Holy Ghost, we say, have your way in this place. We know it's not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord. So spirit of the living God, continue to fall fresh upon us. Spirit of the living God, teach us your way, oh God. We pray, Lord, today that the Holy Spirit will continue to guide us and we follow what the Spirit is speaking to us even now, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Father, this morning, I repent of anything, oh God, that I have said, done, thought, or did that was against your will. Create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, oh Lord, my strength and my redeemer, oh God. I pray, God, today that each and every one of us that comes to your altar, oh God, if we realize that we have an ought against somebody, oh God, that we will go and get it straight, God, put our gifts on the altar, get it right, oh God, and then come back and present our gifts to you. We don't want our prayers to be hindered because we have unforgiveness in our hearts. So I pray, God, today for reconciliation. There are those, oh God, who need to reconcile within families, oh God. There are those on the jobs. There are those in our churches who need to reconcile, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my God, Holy Spirit, move across this world, oh God. Help us all, oh God, to have a spirit of peace, oh God. We lose the spirit of peace right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, Lord. We know that you keep us in perfect peace as our minds are stayed on thee, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus, Lord. We pray, God, today that we will have peace and joy in the Holy Ghost each and every day, God. Those families, oh God, that are full of turmoil, oh God. There's anger and bitterness, oh God, and controlling demonic spirits in our marriages, oh God. We pray, Father, today for the marriages, oh God, that men and women will truly get together, oh God, and try to honor each other, oh God, honor what each other wants to do, oh God, to support one another, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and stop using the scriptures, oh God, to intimidate somebody, oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God, I bind up every lying spirit out there in the name of Jesus, every deceptive demon in the name of Jesus, Lord. We pray, God, today for that backbiting tongue to be destroyed right now in the name of Jesus. My God, we pray that the lying tongue will be stopped, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We know that there was a situation with Daniel, oh God, that the lying spirit came, oh God, and held up the work that was supposed to be done, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, there was a time when there were lying prophets, oh God, that came and told lies to even another prophet, oh God, and that one prophet lost his life, oh God. We pray, God, today that we will have discernment today, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we will not be tricked or fooled, oh God, by the enemy or by people, oh God, in the name of Jesus. My God. Oh, my Father, I lose love this morning, oh God. We need love in our world today, oh God, all across the nation, all across the world, oh God, all across our cities, oh God, in our neighborhoods, Lord, in our homes, in our schools, oh God. Let the love of God just flow, oh God. Let it flow across the world today, God, in the name of Jesus, my God. We pray, Father, today that those who have a bitter disposition, oh God, that they will come to a place of just submitting to you, God, and accepting the love of Jesus and begin to love each and every person out there, oh God, in the name of Jesus. My Father, these children, oh God, who feel unloved, oh God, children who are just abused, oh God, there are people who are abusing their children right now, God. I pray, Father, today for help in the homes today, God. Children are being beaten, oh God. Children are being verbally abused, oh God. Emotionally abused, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my God. We call on you for these children, oh God. We call on you for the teenagers, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, some are being subjected to these evil words, oh God, each and every day, God, from their family members, oh God, even from their classmates, oh God, their bullying demon in the schools, God. We bind up that demon right now, that intimidating Jezebel demon in the in the name of Jesus, Lord, we praise you, God, today for deliverance. We praise you, God, today for healing. In the name of Jesus, that peace will come to the homes today, God. In the name of Jesus, that peace will come right now, God. in the name of Jesus, Lord. Even the war that is going on in Ukraine, oh God, we pray for peace over there, God. We know, Father, today that there can be a solution to that issue, God. And Lord, even when we're hearing in the news, oh God, that even this COVID-19 is spreading again, Lord, we ask you, Father, today that people will have wisdom, Lord, and use their own minds, oh God, and do what they can do, oh God, to protect themselves, God. In the name of Jesus, my God, we pray for healing this morning, oh God. There are people who are sick in the hospital right now, God, who need healing from high blood pressure, sugar, diabetes, oh God. Some of them have heart trouble, oh God. Heart failure, oh God. Some have had a heart attack, oh God. Some have had strokes, Lord. You can heal this morning, God. So we pray for healing this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Those who have HIV and AIDS, oh God, and other kinds of STDs, oh God, we pray and bind up the spirit of sickness and disease right now. You know in your word, you told us that by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. And you said, I am the Lord that healeth thee, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Those who are suffering with sinus conditions, oh God, those who have fever, oh God, some have fever that is so high, oh God, they're just burning up in their bodies, oh God, we ask you, Father, to cool their temperature in their body right now, in my God, I bind up the spirit of pain in the back, Lord Jesus, pain in the stomach, oh God, in the name of Jesus, arthritic pain today, God, in the name of Jesus, heal and deliver this morning, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise your name, God. We glorify you today, oh God. There are those who have mental issues, oh God, schizophrenia, oh God, paranoia, oh God, Alzheimer's, oh God, Parkinson's disease, oh God, depression, oh God. I decree this morning that the blood shall prevail, oh God, and bring healing this morning in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify you today, oh God, because you are the healer. You said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. So we're decreeing and declaring healing in the bodies, in the minds, oh God, in relationships this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise you, God, today for sisters and brothers to come together and rectify and reconcile, oh God. In the name of Jesus, those who have been holding grudges from when they were children, oh God, and some have just recently begun to have a grudge against somebody, we ask you, Father, today that there will be a release today, oh God. Release those things to you, oh God. You said to cast our cares upon you because you do care for us, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, today for what you're doing in the homes. We thank you for what you're doing in our schools, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that you cover our teachers, oh God. There are many teachers out there, oh God, who are just having struggles with their students, oh God. Some of the teachers are not even prepared when they go to the classroom, oh God. We ask you, Father, today that these children and the teachers will be in order, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and the principals, oh God, will do what is right, oh God, concerning the children, Father, concerning the classes, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And Lord, I speak for my daughter right now, oh God, as she's preparing, oh God, and she's looking, seeking to receive a job as a teacher, Lord. I pray, God, today that you will give her the desire of her heart, oh God, for the school, oh God, Drew, oh God, will call her and hire her, oh God, and everything will work out with her and her family, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord, for your divine intervention on her behalf, oh God. Jamila, oh God, I pray for her this morning, oh God, that you bless her, oh God, and just strengthen her, oh God, and continue to help her, oh God, because she loves teaching, oh God, and she loves to help the children, oh God. So I pray, Father, today that you give her that opportunity, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and her husband will be on the right same page, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I pray for Benjamin, Celeste, Abraham, and David in the Gibson family, oh God, that you give them peace of mind, oh God, that you give them unity there, oh God, that there will be love even for the children one to another, oh God. And I pray for Brittany, oh God, as she's had her baby, oh God. I pray for her and the baby, oh God, that she will heal nicely, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, and the baby will grow up in the fear and admonition of you, oh God. Ari, oh God, we pray for her this morning, oh God, and all the other children in the home, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and children just all across this land, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we lift up the children once again, Lord, because there's so many children who are maybe hungry right now. Some of them have not had anything to eat for just days, oh God. We pray, God, today that these families, oh God, who are using their money for the kids instead of buying food for the kids, they're using it for drugs, Lord. We pray, Father, today for these drug addictions, oh God, that they will be destroyed, oh God, that these people will have a desire, a true desire to get off the drugs, Lord, to help these children, oh God, to take care of these children, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise your name, oh God, because you are the one who destroys the works of the devil, oh God, but people have to come to you and ask you to help, Lord. Oh my God, we know that our help comes from you, Lord. We know that you can do divine things, oh God, but we know sometimes we know we have to come and ask, oh God, and we shall receive. As we seek you, Father, we shall find you, oh God, as knock the doors shall be open, Lord. So we pray for open doors this morning, oh God, for deliverance from drug addiction, oh God, and alcohol addiction, oh God, and other kinds of addictions, that food addiction too, oh God. Many people have that addiction, and it's causing pain in their bodies. It's causing illnesses in their bodies, oh God. My Father, we just pray for your help and your healing this morning, oh God, across this land that we live in, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We glorify your holy and your righteous name, oh God, because you are so good. You are so righteous and you are holy, oh God. We thank you that you are risen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus, you are alive today, and we're glad for that. So we just give you praise, honor, and glory. It's in the name of Jesus I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This morning, we are going to go ahead and give God some praise. We know it's early in the hour.
Amen.
You know, it's good to give God praise. Let's give him praise.
Jesus.
Let's give him praise right now.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, your name.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
My God, my God.
Hallelujah.
Glorify your name.
Hallelujah,
so good,
Lord God. We come before your presence, hallelujah, with praise and worship, with songs in our hearts, Father, in the name of Jesus, giving you thanks for this day, Father, in the name of Jesus. This day is different from any other day, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, for our heart to worship. Hallelujah,
you,
Father. To lift you up, Father.
Glory,
to
Lord,
give
hallelujah.
You thanks in everything,
thank you, Heavenly Father.
Father,
Lord God. We worship
God.
You, Jesus. We magnify you, Lord.
We thank you for
lift
the victories in the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Thank
we
you
thank
you for
the
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for keeping us, Lord God. Thank you for keeping our family, Lord God. We're in our family, Heavenly Father. Thank you for a roof over our head, Lord God. Heart of God, Lord God.
Thank you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. We are, hallelujah, together, come together, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. The same mind. Hallelujah. The same mind in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for putting us together for the fivefold ministry right now, Father. In the name of Jesus right now, God. We're iron sharpening iron today, Father. But we give you all the glory and honor and the praise, Father, as we come together in unity, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, for sound minds in the name of Jesus, a desire, discipline, and enlightening you, Father. We thank you right now, God, for who you are. You are our shepherd, and we shall not want for any good or beneficial thing, Lord. Hallelujah, you are
my God.
Hallelujah, you are our shepherd. You are our keeper. You are our deliverer. You are our healer. You are our healer. You are our salvation. You are our righteousness. Hallelujah. You are truth. Just righteousness and perfection, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For we have not an high priest. It has not felt the sins of us forever.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord, for family members.
Thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, coming for us right now, God.
Thank you, Lord, for
April
receiving
because
of the
Almighty God.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you for the Holy Spirit that resides in the time of us. The power of the
Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you right now, God. Hallelujah for your presence right now, God. Lord, that you inhabit the presence of your people this morning. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus, Father. So we have come into this place,
oh,
right?
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. thank my Jesus. Hallelujah to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your blood. The blood, the blood that analyzes, correct, protect, perfect, and expose every demonic plot, every demonic conspiracy, every that comes against your church, Father, is made null and void in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us shall be wrong in the name of Jesus. Lord, the battle is not ours, but it belongs to you in the name of Jesus. So we give everything to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. You're the only one that can fix it and make it right in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father.
God,
you
know, thank you. Been set apart of
thank you, Father.
Oh, my God.
Thank you,
Father. We approach God both
hallelujah.
In confidence.
Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Let us come before your presence with singing and praises right now, God. In the name of Jesus.
Thank
you for identity. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you,
Lord.
We thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for the victory in the name of Jesus, Lord.
Today we're going to talk about what does Easter mean.
And so this morning there was a song that was just so much on my heart to share this morning. I sang one earlier. It's coming down, down, down. But this is another song. This is a song that we traditionally sing during Easter time. So let's do that first, and then we'll get into the word. Hallelujah.
I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. I know that he is living, whatever men may say. I see his hand of mercy. I hear his voice of cheer. And just the time I need him, he's always near. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. In all the world around me, I see his loving care. And though my heart grows weary, I never will despair. I know that he is leading through all the stormy blasts. The day of his appearing will come at last. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. Rejoice, rejoice, O Christian, lift up your voice and sing. Eternal hallelujahs to Jesus Christ the King, the hope of all who seek him, the help of all who find. None other is so loving, so good and fine. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It is just so good to know that Jesus Christ lives and he reigns forevermore. So just first of all, I want to share the scripture of the week, which is in Romans chapter 8, verse 26. And it says, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. So we're grateful for the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost helps us even as we're going through this hour of power of prayer. But today we're going to focus on the meaning of what Easter means to us. So I hope that you have your pen and paper ready to take some notes, and you have your Bible ready. You can look at the scriptures as we go through, as we have these different verses that I will be sharing. The first verse that I will share is in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4. It says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. And just want to realize that in a few days, Easter, Sunday Easter will be here. And like most holidays nowadays, Easter means different things to different people. Now, when I was a little girl, it meant we got new clothes and lots of chocolate candy. My mother bought us chocolate bunnies, and we had Easter eggs along with other types of candy. But now, Easter means much more to me than that. And the question is, what does it mean to you? To some, it has no meaning. For many, it is just another day. And some folks go to work or go out on an outing without giving one thought to God. Easter Sunday has no more meaning than any other Sunday to some people. Some people are out there washing their cars, watering their lawns, or whatever comes to mind. They're not really thinking about what Easter means or even about Jesus Christ. So millions of people during Easter Sunday have no particular meaning at all. So for many of these people, they just don't even think about what this means. There are people all around the world that do know what Easter means. And so we're glad about that. To some, it has the wrong meaning. Some consider it as a high holy day, and this becomes to them the only day they go to church services. You know, a lot of times we go to church, and many people who are not normally there, they're in the service, and that's the only day sometimes during the year that they go. There are some people who do that. They forget the example that was given by the early church as seen in Acts chapter 20, verse 7. Acts 20, verse 7 says, "And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight." So that is something that, you know, many people don't remember, that this is what we should be doing, not just once a year, but we should be doing this consistently. They forget the admonition found in Hebrews concerning church attendance. It says, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. Once again, Hebrews 10, verse 25, it says, "Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." So this is letting us know that we need to assemble together. It's important that we come together. There are people I've talked to that say, "I have a relationship with Christ and I just worship him at home." Now, I know during COVID-19 or during these last 2 years, many people were not allowed to go to church, but that's a different situation than just having a thought pattern that, well, I really don't need to go to church to mingle with the people. No, we have to come together. We have to be with each other. We have to see each other. And I know that God made our bodies in such a way that we need to touch and give each other hugs and stuff like that. That's one of the things that I like about, you know, being together with people. He made our bodies in such a way that we need that, because people get very isolated and they don't have this, and that's why a lot of people are going through these depressive moments and they're going through feelings of suicide. So because God has made us in a certain way and he wants us to come together and mingle and even eat together, that's something that God would like for us to do. So consider Easter as the day set aside to display their new spring wardrobe, is what some people do. Don't get me wrong, I think it's good that a person wants to look nice when they come to church, or you should look nice wherever you might be. But, you know, that some people feel like that's the only time that they need to come to church is to show off their new clothes. That's not what Easter should be all about. But those who come just to be seen by others have missed the meaning of Easter entirely. To some people, it has the right meaning. It is a day set aside to remember the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's what we want to keep in mind. It is the day set aside to remember that Jesus Christ rose from the grave. That is what sets Christianity apart from every other religion in the world. Jesus died on Calvary and was buried. Yes, he did. He died on Calvary and he was buried. But the victory of Easter is that Jesus didn't stay dead. He didn't stay buried. He rose up out of that grave. He got up from the grave. He was triumphant. And as we think about that, because of his victory, we have victory in our lives. And as the song says, up from the grave, he arose with a mighty triumph o'er his foes. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. That's a song that many of us know. And so we know that he is triumphant, and we are triumphant too because of what Jesus did. Jesus is not dead. He is alive. There's a song that a young man, when I was down in Florida, he developed the song. He wrote the song, Jesus is Alive Today. And it's just so pretty. I couldn't find that song, and I wanted to listen to it. But he sang that song. I'll probably find it later today because I really want to hear it again. Jesus is Alive Today. And that's what we have to keep in mind. When we look at the book of Luke chapter 24, we're going to look at 5b and 6a. And it says, why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Easter is a day to worship the risen Christ. Jesus Christ is alive. And not only on Easter do we worship him, but we worship him all the time. This is, we were praising and honoring God this morning. We do that constantly. It's not just because he arose from the dead, but because he will one day resurrect all those who have placed their faith in him. We will become resurrected with him at some point. There's a whole big picture of what Jesus did when he came to this earth, hung on the cross, went down into the grave, and became victorious over death, hell, and the grave. On that third day, he arose, according to Scripture. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 21 through 22. That's where I'll be reading next. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 21 through 22. It says, for since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. So we're going to be made alive through Jesus Christ when he comes back for his church without a spot or wrinkle. We're all going to be resurrected in not these bodies that we're in now, but we'll be changed to immortal beings. And we will reign with him forever. We will be with him in the heavenlies. And we'll be able to sing praises all day long and worship him and bow down before him. That is one of the things that we have to bear in mind when we think about Easter and the resurrection and what Jesus did. When we are born again in Christ, we are passed from death unto life. Jesus was victorious over death, hell, and the grave. The grave could not hold him down. We are glad about that. So our victory is in him. Easter is a day for us to recommit our service to him. We know sometimes we may get a little lax in what we're doing, a little lax in our witness, a little lax in even going out to tell others about Jesus. And Easter can be a day where you just resurrect that zeal, that fervor for Jesus Christ, that zealousness for Jesus Christ. You know, a lot of times when you first get saved and you're on fire for Jesus, you want to tell the world, you want to tell anybody you meet about your salvation, about what Jesus did in coming to this earth and giving his life for us. You know, many times we get old and, you know, as you go through life, you get a little stale in what you're doing, just like a loaf of bread. If it sits around too long, it's going to get stale. But, you know, we want to reignite that fire. I mean, that's what we can do even today, reignite that fire, that zeal for the things of God. That is what Easter can do for all of us. It is a day to recommit our service to him. There's a songwriter that put it like this. I serve a risen Savior who's in the world today. I know that he is living whatever men may say. I serve a risen Savior. Jesus is in the world today, and we know he's living no matter what men say. Some people say it's a fable. Some people say it's just a story. Well, let me tell you, the story is a real story about Jesus Christ. Knowing that Jesus is a living, victorious Savior should encourage us to serve him the more with our lives. I'm going to read 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. 1 Corinthians 15, 58 says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Let me read that one more time. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And you know, many times, I mean, I've just read this and I'm thinking about sometimes you're going out and you're sharing the gospel. You may even share it with your family members and Nobody seems to want God at the time that you are talking to them. Nobody seems to want to accept Jesus as Savior, but your labor is not in vain. You have planted a seed. Just remember, somebody plants a seed, somebody waters the seed, and God gets the increase. You may not see that person come to Jesus Christ. Just like I was thinking about my one of my uncles many years ago before he passed. He was in his 80s. He was around 85 years old. And my father called me one day, and he asked me to call his brother so I could pray with him and talk to him about it because he was sick. And so when I called him to pray with him and to talk to him about, you know, his life, I asked him, was he saved? And he said, no. I said, well, don't you think or do you think that this is a good time to receive Jesus as Savior? And he received Jesus as Savior that day. So God blesses us with opportunities to do that. Somebody had already planted a seed. He knew about Jesus. In fact, his father, my grandfather, was a minister. He was a preacher too. And so he had planted that seed, and that was, he was 80, I think he was 85 years old. And so God got the increase on that particular day. So don't feel dismayed. Don't feel down and out because nobody's receiving Jesus. Nobody's saying, well, yeah, I want to repent of my sins. When you talk to them about it, your labor is not in vain. God is pleased when you go out and share the gospel of Jesus Christ. So the question is, what does Easter mean to you today? Do you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? If not, why not trust him today? The Bible tells us that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Christians, let's continue to serve him with great fervor, more fervor than we have in the past. Get a new fire lit. Let the flame be lit once again. You know, let the fire grow in your heart towards Jesus Christ, towards the things of God, so that other people will know about Jesus and his love. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you so much for this word today. I pray, Father, today that we have heard your word, we receive that word, and we have been blessed by that word, oh God. I pray that somebody has been blessed, oh God, to be able to go out and tell somebody about Jesus, to not just think of Easter as another day, not just think of Easter just as time to get dressed up and go to church, but to have a heart for the people and know that you died for our sins and you were buried in the grave and you rose again. Lord, we thank you so much, oh God, for each and every person who is here today. We pray that we will continue to do the will of the Father, to look forward to that day when you will tell us, well done, thou good and faithful servant, and we will be able to rest with you, oh God, to rejoice with you, oh God, to be prepared, oh God, when you come back for your church without a spot or wrinkle. We thank you so much, oh God. We pray, Lord, today that each and every prayer that has been prayed this morning, that it is covered by the blood of Jesus, and we walk in the newness of life, oh God, and we realize, oh God, that we can walk by faith and not by sight. It's in the name of Jesus we pray, we thank you, we say hallelujah, and amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. I thank everybody for being here today, and we're about to close out, and I cover and seal all prayers with the blood of Jesus. I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject them, and they shall not come to pass. We send them back to the sender. We're covered by the blood of Jesus, and we're victorious because of what Jesus did. I decree that the Lord's word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path, and we will continue to walk by faith and not by sight. I decree today that we are the seed of Abraham and his blessings are ours. I decree that we overcome all by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. I decree that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. I decree this morning that we shall rise in him as an edifice higher and higher each and every day. And this morning, before we leave, I know that there's somebody that sent me a text and had a testimony. I'm going to give her, Sister Linda, if you'll go ahead and share your testimony, we're just going to pause just for a moment for that, okay? Go ahead.
Can y'all hear me? Yes.
Yes,
I just want to say that I thank everybody for all the prayers and stuff they gave me. When I got off the line yesterday, the old job I had called me and told me to come down to bring my nursing license. But I wasn't looking for a job. When I got there, they sent me out on the job starting today. and the lady is not that far from me, and they said she is just what I needed. They said that she, Moses can do everything for herself, but she just forgets sometimes a couple of things. Sometimes you have to remind her. But otherwise, they said it's perfect for me. So I'm going to give it a try today. So I told my supervisor yesterday that I was going to give it a try. And if I like it, I'll stay there with the lady.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He's faithful and true. Thank you, Lord. Let him be content and amen, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. You work miracles so great.
Thank you, Lord. On any prayer requests, because we've already praised God, and whatever you needed, all you have to do is reach out in faith and believe. But if you have a testimony or praise report, you can share it, right? That's what we want right now, because we're worshiping the Lord. Amen?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, my daughter had been trying to find her a place, and she wanted to get out from where she was at desperately, then depressed. So those were shutting, because some people were beating her to the houses. She really wanted a house so she could put a playground for her son to play on. So then she went for apartment. And so now, God opened that door, you know, and she got a townhouse right to her sister, 2 minutes away in the car, and right directly across the street, some nice apartments, and they have a playground and where kids can come and play. So she got what she wanted. She don't have to cut grass, anything. And they are so pretty. So I just want to praise God for going in.
Thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Giving her what
you yes, Lord, you work miracles so great, so great. Yes, God.
Thank God. Anybody else with a testimony?
Okay. Well, I have shared with y'all or not, but you know, I have been wanting to get out this where I live at. It's nice and everything, but if you could take out the woods, I thought I opened the door and moved me to the top of the list, and I'll move on the 19th of this month.
Thank God.
But my move-in date the 22nd, but she let me get there early.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay, well, give praise to Sister Marie. Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for blessing her. Thank you for favor. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Praise God.
Thank you.
Well, let me just tell my quick testimony. I had an issue with my lawnmower. Somebody gave me a nice riding lawnmower for my housewarming gift. And, you know, a brand-new lawnmower wasn't working. I mean, it worked for a little while, and then it stopped. And then it worked for a little while, and then it stopped. So someone came over on this weekend and got the thing started. The battery seemed like it was dying. So I was thinking about Pastor Scholastica and how she got hers started. So now he's helped me to get my lawnmower started. I thank God for that.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. 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 Thank you.
God, for your love, and I continue to love each of you. I love your tenacity to be here, your faithfulness to what God has called us to do here. I know sometimes we have things we have to do that we can't make it on a particular day, but for the most part, we're here just about every single day during the week, and it is beautiful to come together. In these, you know, we're in different cities and different places, but we are coming together in faith, and we're trusting God. We're in agreement with God, and that's what's making the difference in what we do here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. So everybody go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu, and that's the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. And once again, I love you, and thank you for loving me back. Have a beautiful rest of the day. Come back tomorrow, and we'll see what God has for us and what we have for him. We always want to bring something for him. Amen?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961 pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I declare that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.